A government commission wants the Pentagon to slow down its plan to redeploy large numbers of U.S. troops. The military wants to transfer thousands of personnel from overseas bases to the United States. Some warnings about that plan are now coming from the Overseas Basing Commission created by Congress. Once the troops get home, the commission says local communities may not be able to absorb them all. And in the case of a crisis, the military may not have enough ships and aircraft to send them back overseas again. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The Defense Department plans to bring home about 70,000 overseas troops between 2006 and 2011. Most of them currently are based in Europe and Korea. Some members of Congress questioned whether the Defense Department had done adequate planning for such a large redeployment, so Congress created the six-member Overseas Basing Commission to monitor the process. Commission Chairman Al Cornella says his panel, after studying the issue for a year, does have concerns. And one of them, he says, is how the redeployment would affect mobility.
If we're going to bring forces back and then surge out of the United States in the event of contingencies, that we do have the sea lift and the air lift able to take them back to where we need them to be.
Cornella says his commission recommends that the Defense Department add a heavy brigade, about 4,000 troops, to the force it plans to retain in Europe. He says the additional troops are needed to provide support for NATO and to give commanders flexibility. Another issue which gets a lot of attention in the commission's report is the conditions that would await military families returning to communities in the United States.
We're not talking about golf courses and recreational activities. We're talking about basic things like education, housing, and medical facilities.
Cornella says it's important that returning military families have satisfactory living conditions, especially as the Army already is having trouble meeting its recruitment goals. The Defense Department, he says, needs to give communities that are to receive military families plenty of advance warning. The Pentagon wants to move large numbers of troops home because the huge U.S. military bases in Europe and Korea are outdated, a holdover from the Cold War. The commission in its report agrees with that assessment, but it warns that the Pentagon may create new vulnerabilities if it moves too quickly. In response, Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita offered this comment.
The idea that we should slow this process down, that a process that many people believe, we certainly do, is long overdue, I think misses the mark. So we're going to go about it systematically, be careful about how it's done and how it's sequenced with domestic military base issues, but we appreciate what the commission's trying to do, and we'll look at the results carefully.
The Overseas Basing Commission report was requested by Senators Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Texas Republican, and Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat. Hutchison reserved comment on the report until after its formal release next week, but Feinstein says she agrees with the overall conclusions. She says the Defense Department needs to do far more coordination with the State Department, intelligence, and other government agencies on the redeployment issue.
The military has kind of just, particularly this administration, decided that they're going to do what they want to do when they want to do it, with no overall coordination.
Feinstein and Hutchison are the ranking members of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Military Reconstruction and Veterans Affairs. They plan to hold hearings next week on the commission's findings. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.